Phil, you were talking about sort of this unified theory to explain intrusions into our world by other realities, poltergeists, UFOs, things of that sort. Have you ever wondered whether we intrude on theirs? Are they aliens walking around and wherever they live, and suddenly a cow from Utah pops up over there?
You know, it's possible. I mean, it's very, very possible when these parallel realities bridge that individuals, objects, or whatever may disappear from our world into there. I mean, there are people who disappear every year without a trace. You know, if we can discount the foul play and people just wanting to run away, there are people who disappear for no apparent reason. There are people who've actually walked, for example, if they went out for a walk. They have cases like this, and there are multiple cases that come from around the world, but they're very rare, but they do happen where people are walking. And all of a sudden, they feel a little dizzy. They sit down for a minute, and they open their eyes, and they're somewhere else. And they're wondering where they are, and they keep on walking, and then they get dizzy again, and all of a sudden they open their eyes, and they're back in their own reality. I mean, it's very possible that we may shift realities from time to time. And these other dimensions where perhaps these other beings or entities exist that are responsible, let's say, for our paranormal phenomena. According to the equations, there's another dimension that exists very, very close to ours. It almost like rubs with ours, and a thin membrane separates it. And that at times, perhaps, the beings or entities or intelligences in that dimension, at times when there's a twisting of the space in the area, the space-time, and these dimensions actually loop around each other, allowing some type of communication between the two dimensions. They may see us as shadows, and we may see them as shadows or ghost-like appearances. So I believe it's very possible at times that it's happening that we can perceive these other dimensions slightly, but it seems like from the reports that they're able to, whoever they are, they're able to perceive us more and detect us more. And there's all kinds of crazy stories, too, about government experimentation, about bridging these dimensions and communicating with these beings and trying to capture them as they enter our world. I mean,
well, are those crazy stories? Or do you give any credence to those stories?
Well, I didn't for a while, but I think it's very, very possible that, you know, if these other entities or beings from this parallel reality come into our world with a certain technology and that it's a certain operating aspect of the government knows about it, an operation, that they would try to attempt to capture these creatures. I have reports, for example, where paranormal phenomena has been occurring and where military operations have appeared claiming that a training exercise is going on in a populated little town, and they cordon off the town and block it off, and they're hunting something. Now, in 1995, I was in Saudi Arabia, and this is a long story that's coming out in a book that I've wrote with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, which is coming out in March of 2011, and it started my interest in these dimensional beings, and of course, in Saudi Arabia, they know they exist. The Islamic people know they exist. They call them the jinn.
Like genies, right?
Yes. Yeah. And they've been around. They say they're the hidden ones. They live in a world that's very close to ours, and they stay hidden from us. The word jinn means hidden. And so the fact is, over in Saudi Arabia, I was told that the United States government, as well as some other governments, were there trying to capture one of them as they come in and out of our reality, in and out of our dimension, so to speak, because they're carrying some type of technology which enables them to cross the dimensional rift. So, you know, even though there's no proof for all of this, you know, these are stories that you have to take into consideration. In the paranormal world, in the investigation of the paranormal world, you cannot discount anything. Everything has to be considered and evaluated as in a study of the entire whole of the phenomenon. For example, there are paranormal investigators who have this notion, well, we're going into a case to discount it. And, you know, you can't go in there because you're going to discount it. You go into a case with an open mind and see where the evidence falls. Yes, in many cases, you know, there are people who want to believe that they're part of some type of extraordinary experience, and they're not. And people who want to believe that they've been in contact with a supernatural being, that they've been specially selected. But all in all, some people just want to believe too much. And I'm not saying that all paranormal experiences are absolutely 100% real, but we have to go into each case, no matter how bizarre, with an open mind. And I've gone into a number of cases which I thought for sure was going to be nothing more than someone's escape from reality, which turned out to be a pretty solid case with good documenting evidence.
And we'll be talking about some of those. Before we leave the idea of the government involvement and the government chasing technology, you mentioned that you know of cases where the government moves in and surrounds a town. Can you give an example of that?
Yeah, I'll give you one example. In Pine Bush, in a town called Ellenville, a certain section, a number of times, residents had knocks on their door and they were the military, and they were saying, stay inside. And they were looking outside their window, and they were seeing military personnel and military trucks all over the area, blocking off the areas and saying it's just a training exercise. And that was several days after a number of UFO sightings and sightings of strange creatures in the area.
You know, Colm Kelleher and I did some research on a similar series of events, the ranch in Utah, and looked into the possibility of, I mean, the only explanation we could come up with, and it wasn't really an explanation, just a possibility, is that some other reality was intruding into ours. But we're always kind of puzzled about the idea of whether it was a matter of technology, whether somebody over there has technology and they can get here because they have it, or because it just happens. Do you have any idea about the physics of this stuff?
Yes, I also read the book that you sent me. It was excellent. I read it in one night. The Hunt for Skinwalker. I mean, it was fascinating. I could apply a lot of it to what I'm doing. And, you know, and I read the entire book in one night. And there was a lot of fascinating things there. Well, the thing that I believe is that, yes, it does happen naturally on many occasions, but there may be. See, one of the things that we make a mistake in doing is that we try to label everything as simply as possible. We may be dealing with a dimensional state where there are multiple beings, where some of them actually come in here by accident, or they find something strange that they explore. Another group may, in fact, just come into our world and wait to come into our world because there are natural portals that are opening. And some of them may have a technology when the conditions are right to enter our world through a technology.